Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, my dearest Nicole. How are you this evening?
Hello, my darling. How are you?
Good. And we have to remind our audience that on Thanksgiving, we do not have a show.
We don't?
No, my dear. You're going to be able to eat all the turkey you want. And... and have a few drinks if you like, and you don't have to worry, you know, that you're slurring
on
the air.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, I'm just giving you permission to do that. And and just have a little fun. And I'm so glad that we're on the air. And, you know, I think it's a good time for us to think about what we all can be thankful for. And I know that we all have a lot to be thankful for. I've had a very good year this year, so I hope everyone else has had a good year, too. And I think you should be thankful for your new apartment. Are you thankful for that?
Yes, I'm very thankful for my new apartment.
Okay, good. And you're settled in, it feels like home?
I am not thankful for all of the work that I have to do, but...
You still have a lot of work even now?
Well, yeah. Well, because you know what it is? Like, I'm doing... Like, the apartment was brand new, so there was really not a whole lot to be done, you know. But as far as all of the artwork and some of the nuances of the apartment, you know, I'm doing all of that stuff. So, like, my bedroom furniture set, I made all of it, you know. I took some older pieces that were pretty much going to be in the garbage, and I wound up refurbishing, re-sanding, fixing gouges, and restaining and doing some cool stuff with all of my bedroom furniture. I'm doing the same thing in the living room. I'm building lamps made out of piping and things like that. So, you know, and all the artwork that's going on the walls, I'm doing. So I've got like 4 simultaneous pieces going right now, but I still have to finish them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when it's late and you don't feel like working when you get home. So
after
it's a longer process
than
I wanted.
You know,
yeah.
After you've worked all day, you know, and of course, you know, I know the feeling, you know, sometimes it's just,
yeah, sometimes my brain just wants to go, no, especially when you got to be creative, you know, my brain just goes, no, and that's the end of it.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things that unfortunately happens when you're a creative person and you have to have a day job because, you know, even though you love your creativity, like I love my writing and whatever, it's a job. So sometimes, you just want to do something leisurely, stupid, watch something on television, relax, go for a walk. You don't want to.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not that you
like
don't love your creativity, but I'm tired.
Of course. Yep. I mean, even yesterday, I decided that I was going to, you know, because I used to have, you know, a video game store. So obviously I have a lot of video games, even though I don't play them. But, you know, every so often when we have people over, things like that, you know, we do, you know, crack out the video games. And one of the things that I had not done was hook up the video games in the living room. And the reason being is that I've got a DVD cabinet that is mounted to the wall. So anything that I have to run to the TV literally has to go through the wall up and then back out the wall behind the TV. So, you know, this way all the wires are hidden so that I don't have wires everywhere. You know, so I literally on my Xbox and my PlayStation and my Wii and my PS2, I literally had to run all of those cables through the walls yesterday install splitters so that I could have HD on everything. And, you know, I mean, it was a process, you know. I mean, by the time I was done, I was, like, literally on the floor looking at the mess that was still there from everything that I was doing. And then Lisa's like, are you okay? I'm like, I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, I'm just so done right now.
No, it's so exhausting, and I feel like everything's harder than it should be. And I've been laughing this week because there's been one electronic glitch after another. I mean, I don't know what's happening with Apple, but I don't know if you type the letter I, it puts an A with this, like, stupid symbol next to it, and then
I saw that. I don't have an Apple, but I saw it, the internet blew up with that.
Right, and so, you know, I had to then try to go to my HP to do the emails, except the HP emails on my Hewlett-Packard weren't sending out. They kept saying, it's not a right certificate, this or that. And then it was like, then yesterday I couldn't even call TJ because a lot of Apple phones were just down. You could message, but you couldn't call. I mean, it's been like every single electronic that I'm touching or near or anybody's using, I'm like, it's just amazing how, you know, in a day, it's frustrating. So, you know, if you notice people sending you emails with crazy and A with some symbol that makes no sense, they can't help it. I mean, I had to keep rewriting sentences so I couldn't use the word I, you know.
Oh, God.
So I had to, like, reconstruct sentences, like, 12 times to get an email.
That's
out.
Insane.
And I noticed my clients don't care. They're just leaving it in there. So, like,
yeah, that's
right.
True too. A lot of the people that I knew were just kind of like, fuck it.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, that's what they're saying. It's not my mistake. I didn't do this. You know,
fuck
I
it.
Can't fix it. I didn't break it. So, but then it just fixes
itself. One of the girls that I know that was having an issue with that, every time she was writing something, what she did was she switched everything to all caps and she used the number one instead of the I in everything that she did, so that they kind of got the whole drift.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. You got to do something, you know.
Exactly.
You just,
well, she improvised.
You know, and you got to laugh, but the way it is that, you know, we have to go around these electronics, but it just felt like every single electronic thing was having a glitch that, you know, you can't fix because, you know, I don't know if they're being hacked or what the story is. And then all of a sudden it's fixed. You know what I mean? So you just go, okay, I guess it works now. And then it'll come back again like 2 days later. So I'm just like, I don't know. So if you get an email me with an A and a funny little symbol, not my fault.
It's not your fault.
Not my fault. But we do have a lot of listeners today. I know we have Pat. And by the way, it's Pat's birthday, and I didn't realize Pat was younger than me. I thought Pat, you know, you know, she just had her Will You Still Love Me birthday when I'm 64. And, you know, it's a song that goes through my head this 64th year of my life quite often. But and when we heard it, we were like, you know, teenagers. You know, boy, time has gone. That's what that tells me. And you got to laugh. So we're going to pick up Pat. She's the 0312. And then we have a lot of listeners. If you want to talk to us, you have to press 1. And we will try to get to as many as we can tonight. So maybe you'll get Pat going, and then you can screen.
Yeah. I'm scrolling, looking for Pat through everybody. So give me just a minute. And you said 0312. Ah, there she is. All the way at the bottom of my screen here. All right.
No, I said that's why she said she's been calling in for 4 weeks, and
yeah,
I have to
Pat,
tell people.
I had to work for this. I just want you to know I had to work.
Right, and if you don't call, you know, a lot of people call in a half an hour, 40 minutes before the show, and so if you call in at 7 o'clock or close to 7,
well, Cynthia, I got news for you. I logged into Blog Talk about 15 minutes before the show today, and by the time I logged in, within probably about 2 minutes, we already had about 10 listeners just sitting there waiting in queue. So, you know, that guy, if that gives you guys any idea of the kind of volume that we see here. Now, granted, not all those people wanted to get picked up, but still, you know, it was just 10 people, and that was 15 minutes before we were even on. So,
right.
So, wow. Yeah. So definitely give us a call as early as you possibly can. Actually, I think it was like 14 minutes because I think at 15 minutes they won't let you. But I think it's like anything under 15 minutes or something like that. So, but anyway, we are on the air right now and we will be getting to Pat's call next. As usual, I will be ducking out of that call and going into the chat room. If you would like to speak to Cindy or I, please press the lovely, lovely number one so that I get a lovely little alert that I need to screen somebody else. But until that happens, let's go speak to Pat. Hello, Pat. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Pat. Please work, Pat. Hello, Pat.
All right, let me try something else. Let me try something else here, Cindy, because I see something weird happen here. So hold the phone. Hello, Pat. You're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, good.
There
yeah.
we go.
We didn't
got
know why.
Her. Happy birthday.
I don't know how you fixed it because I told you everything's a glitch. You know, you don't know why it's working and not working lately, everything.
Well, because I had three numbers for Pat on the screen here. I had one that was towards the top, one that was in the middle, and one that was all the way on the bottom. So I automatically
because
clicked
it kept
the one
hanging
that was
up
on the bottom.
It
was
kept
that
hanging up on me.
Oh,
it kept hanging
yeah,
up on me, and
I
kept a call back.
Oh, okay,
yep,
that explains
so, yeah,
it. But,
so,
then
but
what
apparently
is
Blog Talk didn't clear it out of my queue. So once
right.
I cleared the other two calls, we were able to find Pat.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, Pat, how does it feel to have a birthday? Good?
Yeah, okay, what can I say? Another year older. But you know what? That's just an age. It's how you feel.
Exactly, exactly.
It's just how you feel.
So you
and I
want
to know, I don't know if you got my email. I don't know if you got my email before, but I wanted you to know, ever since you sent the first email out about your voting, I vote for you every day.
Oh, thank you. And what it is I put it on my automatic signature so that, you know, clients are always contacting me. So this way I could just throw it out without doing like, I don't have time to do like I used to do like a separate email, just say hello, I'm running for Best Psychic Long Island Press, please vote for me. Mm-hmm. But it took a lot of time. Now I'm like, you know, I have a lot of clients. By the time 3 months passes with this contest, usually they contact me for a reading or just to say something. So that's why if you get an email with it after you've been voting, it's just because it's on the automatic signature. For
yeah, but that's okay. I kept the very first one. I keep going right back to that, and I just keep going right on there every day.
Oh, you're such a good girl. That's why we love you so much. So, anyway, what's going on with you and Grace and your life that you guys are wanting to speak to us?
Well, there's just a couple of things. One, we want to know what's happening with Alexandra, and two, about my condo. Am I going to get another? The old lady that was there before, she's really nuts. She gave me some trouble, but she's out of there now. But I have to get another person, and I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I know. I had warned you about her that she was kind of very, very old. And,
yeah.
You know, very, very old people can sometimes not be that easy to have as tenants. You know, they're set in their ways and, you know, they can be quirky. So I'm glad you got her out of there. And
yeah.
It looks like you'll be getting another one, which is good. And have you ever tried posting it in some of the places near you that have, like, people that live, you know, that are 55 and over communities, because a lot of times they're only renting there and they're not loving it and they might want to come into you to where you live. Are you posting it in the library and things? Are you posting it around where people could see it, that it's you have a
well,
place?
Well, I didn't put it in the senior center again. I did that when I got her, but I went on rooms, roommates.com.
Oh, good.
And there was one that one of the senior center places told me that I should call up, but they said you might not get the rent or something that you want, you know, because I want a roommate, actually. I don't want to just rent out the apartment itself. It's a roommate that I'm looking for. But
okay.
I wanted to find out where I can go, maybe somewhere. The senior center said something about the Suffolk County home or something for people, something on that idea. But I don't know. I thought maybe roommates.com, I might find somebody on there. I'm not sure.
That's
and about
good.
The age, what age do you think would be, you know, and about
room,
when, you know?
You know, it could be anywhere from 30 to, you know, 70, 80, you know. It's just that if they're in their 90s, it's a lot of work for you.
No,
okay?
No. I just happened to take that one back. She was 92. But let me tell you, she had all her marbles. She was just
right.
crazy. She just kept thinking that I kept taking her things and taking her medication.
Well, she doesn't
she
have
kept
all
dropping
her
marbles. It all over the floor
it does,
and hiding
she doesn't
it.
Have all of her marbles. She has like a little bit of dementia and a little bit of, you know, the paranoia that goes with dementia. So,
yeah.
You know, and it's they're hard to deal with once that sets in, you know what I mean? Because you can't convince them otherwise. So, you know, you go with your gut, but, you know, it looks like you'll get somebody really nice here too. And just make sure you do their background search, you know, make sure you check on them and all of that. You're going to do that, aren't you?
When do you think that's going to be?
Looks like probably in the, maybe the next 4 to 6 weeks you should get somebody. So so just don't get discouraged with that. And I know you need that to help you with all the bills and everything.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Right, but just make sure you do a background check and
okay.
all of that. You know, just, you know, even you do an Intellis back, Intellius background check, or which maybe cost you a little bit of money, but it's worth it. This way you know. And check, you get
their
credit
rating. Yeah,
well,
I actually have that in my phone book for that, for the Intellis, to do that when I do get somebody this time.
Right, and you also just make sure you check the credit rating and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
let me see.
Yeah, Alexandra, with her schooling here?
Okay, she's still in high school now? She's still in the same school?
No, she's out of the high school. They put to ability to find out what things she would be good at. You know, she told them that she likes drawing, she likes design, stuff like that, and they put her in the school for this week. She's been going to the school so that they could test her and see what she's good at or where she could be going.
Good, because they're going to be training her more for a career now than just sitting there and spending wasted few more years in high school.
Yeah, well, she's not in the school anymore. She's out of the high school.
Good. So, but is this supposed to be training her for things? You know,
yeah,
job
they're training her for things. Yeah, it's supposed to be like the whole week. I think Monday is supposed to be her last day. She started this Monday, and next Monday, you know, this coming Monday is supposed to be the last day. So I don't know what they saw in her, but I don't know what's going to be happening. I know she wants to go to BOCES.
Okay, they're going to put her in a BOCES program, is what it looks like here.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
That's what you see as BOCES?
Yeah, it looks good. Because
she wants the art, but she wants to go to the art classes, but I believe that the stupid teacher that was over here in Lindbrook School told her BOCES doesn't have art.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they do have art, so, you know.
Well, what do you see her taking that's good for her?
I mean, art would be good, you know, for the hobby, but how is she going to make a living with that, you know, is a question here.
Well, she wants to be a cartoon artist and get a job in Disney World or one of those places like that.
Okay.
Being a cartoon artist, that's what she loves to do.
And is she any good at it?
Oh, yeah, she's pretty good at it. Yeah, she's got – actually, when she took some pictures of the stuff that she has on the wall and she brought it yesterday to the teacher there, he was surprised. He was so shocked. He's, oh, my God, this is really good.
Right. So I don't think BOCES doesn't have that. She might have to go to a, you know, a different school, a college, a university or something, another program. Cause
they
BOCES
have design, I think, in BOCES. She likes design also, fashion design.
Correct. You know, that they could do. But, you know, have her keep – practicing her art, and you know, she has to really research. I don't think they have cartoonists at Disney World. They work for maybe Disney Studios, but they don't really work for Disney World. You know, that's a different. There's different jobs there at Disney World, so she has to research where she could get hired. You know, with Pixel Studios or whatever that have cartoonists. But you know, she looks like she's much. I'm so glad you got her out of the high school. She couldn't be staying in there anymore. That was such a waste.
No.
You realize she was so unhappy. And, you know, she looks like she's more, there's a lot less depression in her card showing up. She looks a lot happier. Like things look hopeful for her. You know what I'm saying? She was feeling pretty dismal. Remember when she didn't really want to go to the prom or any of that?
Right.
She just
right.
wasn't happy that she was going to still be in high school. So this looks really, you know, it looks really promising for her. Again, look into, you know, maybe signing her up for some courses somewhere that could be on, you know, cartoon drawing. You have to Google them, look where they are. Could even be an online course that could help her. And, you know, things like that. So she can also be doing this while she's doing the design. I mean, she looks really good. The best cards I've seen on her in a long time in terms of her being hopeful about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find her mood is better?
Yeah, she's pretty much, her mood is better, but I'm just curious in what she's going to be doing in the meantime. What kind of a job should she be doing now while she's doing all of this, trying to get those places? Where would they be putting her anyway? Would this class that she's in now, would they be finding her some kind of a job to be putting her in right now, in the meantime?
I don't know if they find jobs, do they? You know, is that what they're
supposed to? Yeah, they do locate jobs for you at this particular school.
Okay, good. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll find her a place where she can, you know, fit and do. And that's good because she wants to make some money. All of that
yeah.
will make her feel better. You know, her self-esteem was really beaten down. So this will be good for her self-esteem getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure they don't have, you know, great advanced placement jobs by any means in this place. You know what I mean? So check to make sure that's something she's going to want to do a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, did they give you any hints of kind of jobs they have?
Well, I know on this school property here, it's in Albertson, they have a Gap store right on the school property there where they actually sell things, and this Gap store is in there.
Is this the Viscardi school? Is that the school?
What's the name?
Viscardi?
No, it's not Viscardi. You know, something that's it's Ability, I think is the name of it. It's something
okay.
on that idea.
Okay, good.
But I know that they have a Gap store in that place, and they put her in the Gap store the past couple of days. They've been seeing how she counts the money, you know, different things like that they've been doing to see, you know, how
she
can
like
handle it. Yeah,
she
liked it. It was okay. But, you know, we don't want her to be a sales girl either.
Right, I know. But she's got to start with some job. She hasn't
Somewhere.
Had any job, so I mean, nobody's worth anything. She's got to learn basic being on time, dealing with people skills.
Yes.
So, I mean, a lot of people going to college work in stores. It's not what their job is going to be, but, you know, you don't get an ideal job when you don't have any skills. You got to start building skills.
Well, that's what I told her, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she really doesn't have many skills here. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it looks like she's going to have a good year. And I don't see that boy showing up anymore. She doesn't talk with him anymore.
No. That would stop. We stopped that. So did she. She did it on her own, too. She actually finally saw how nasty he is and how violent he could be.
Right, because I don't see him showing up. I mean, I see him might try to contact her or text her, but
mm-hmm.
I don't see her necessarily wanting to talk to him. So that's good, too.
No.
So now, you know, her mind is more on career, future. Her car actually looks very hopeful. There's a little bit of anxiety in here because, you know, sometimes she's going to feel anxious about working and things like that. That's why don't push her to do anything too hard yet. Just let her feel confident in any job.
Yeah.
You know, because she really hasn't worked before.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. She has to get used to dealing with people.
Yeah, well, just those few jobs that she was going to when she was still in high school, they brought them to different places, and she had these jobs 2 days a week where she would have to go to work at these other places and actually do work. But it was just, you know, 2 days a week while she was in the school to get her prepared for that kind of stuff. But, I mean, actually working all day is going to be new to her.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She's got to get used to the concept of going to work all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, she may not love it, but, you know, the generation whines that they don't like work, the job they're doing. But, you know, historically, everybody did jobs they didn't like when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you find out what you do want to do. So don't baby her too much about it. If she starts complaining, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, tell you, you know, you got to learn. You learn this, and then when you learn this, you'll do something else. So, you know, whatever you do, don't baby her too much here.
Thank you. That's what Grace does, and that's what I keep trying to tell her. Don't baby her. She's got to be out on her own. God forbid
right.
if something happens to you, I mean, or drop dead or something, what's she going to do? Every time you turn, open up her mouth, you're jumping for her, and that's not good for her.
Right. So, I mean, let her, you know, tell her it's not your forever job. You just have to learn how to, you know, you have to learn work skills and work. And that's how you appreciate a good job when you get one. You've had a few lousy ones. You know how bad work can be. So it actually helps you to appreciate it. Well, do us a favor and call in again in like a month or so and let us know how she's doing. But she actually looks like, I'm so glad you got her out of the high school where they were going to sit and have her do nothing for 3 years.
I'm glad too. What about Grace and myself? What's going on with this?
Well, you should know better than me. You're living, you know, she's your girl. You know, it looks like this should be a good year between the two of you. Try not to fight so much over, you know, the kids and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like, you know, you should be in for a little bit more peaceful year. I think when Alexandra's a little happier, Grace is happier, you're happier. It actually looks like a good year ahead for the two of you. Are you working on your issues?
Well, you know, Trump, but don't forget now, I've been stuck in Riverhead now for a while. But I've been here the past few days because she's been in the hospital. She's had some trouble with urination. She was having trouble with her uterus. So she had to have that, you know, the DNC and different things like that. And then now the other day she went to the hospital to take it because she couldn't, excuse my expression, she couldn't pee. And she went to the emergency room. So I flew out here and I've been here since. And now we went to the doctor today, actually, because it's been my birthday at the doctor's office, but I didn't care so long as she was okay. And they took the catheter out and so forth. Thank God, knock wood, she can go, you know, to the bathroom. But I've been here since the 13th.
So far,
you know, everything seems to be fine, but I'm stuck in Riverhead. She's stuck here. This is not a life as far as I'm concerned for us.
Well, try to figure out how you guys can live together.
Yeah, it's money problems. It's the money-wise. We need the money.
Right, of course. But
hopefully, I can win the lottery, and
hopefully, Grace will get a better job. You know, that'll help.
Yeah,
too.
She's trying. I have to say, she's really been trying. She's really been on the thing, trying to get different positions. She's on that computer all the time, looking and giving. But you know what? She's got
a
problem because of her age. What?
I do see a better job for her. So,
where?
That looks good. You know, it looks. You know, I have no clue where. I just see that she's got another job, you know, coming, that she had dilly-dallied a little bit on the job hunting, and now it does look like she'll get more like an office or something that's more along
the
skills
that's
that
what
she
I
has.
Meant about what, where, you know,
yeah,
is it
yeah,
an,
it's
office,
an office,
a kind
it's
of an
office,
or?
Yeah, it's an office job for her, you know, and it looks like not too far, you know, town-wise, near where she lives, it doesn't look more than like a half an hour away from her, so office and close by, so... That looks great. So
okay, that's good. Yeah, I was hoping that was something like that. Maybe it's in this school, because Alexandra said that there's things up on the bulletin board that they're looking for
people
to work.
Yeah, I think that she should check out there, too, because that would actually be very good. Check out at Abilify. They always have jobs there.
Yeah.
So and that would be, you know, actually great for both of them.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck. We want to try to get some
Thank
other...
you. Thank you very much
for
your
help.
Good
luck to you. Happy birthday.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You. And
Bye.
If Nicole needs any help, she should give me a call. Give her my number. I'm very good at the electrical stuff like that. You know that.
Okay, good. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have the next caller.
That's so sweet.
I know. She wants to help you. Isn't that great? Everybody wants to, you don't even have to ask. She'll help. Now, who do
we
have here?
No, she just does it. She's awesome.
Who do we have here? Next one.
All right, so next. And I hope that I'm getting the name right because Blog Talk.
I don't know if it's Andrea or Andrea.
Kind of
I never know how to pronounce this name because
I'm just hoping that I'm remembering the name correctly on this particular call because it booted me off and then I had to reset everything and I had to hang up and call back in and it was a mess. I got stuck. So, yes, I hope that I'm getting this correct. And if my memory serves based on her area code, we have Andrea next and she has met a new guy. And she wants to know what you see around her and this new guy. So, like I said, hopefully I got the name right. We shall see. Hello, you are on the air.
Hello. Yeah, it's actually Andrea. She got it right. But she did go off the air for a little bit because I heard nothing. I was like, what happened?
I know. Well,
yeah,
I was just explaining before the show started that everything electronics lately has just been fluky dookie. And at first I thought it was just me, but... Everybody seems to be experiencing the flukes lately, so I'm like, oh, good, it's just not happening to just me. But anyway, so you met this new guy, and how long have you known him now?
Well, it's been like a month now.
Mm-hmm. And did you meet him online? Or?
Yes, we did.
Okay. There was going to ask online because, you know, when you meet people online, you know, you can't always tell who they are at first. And have you actually met him?
We video chat back and forth all day long. So
And where does he live in relationship to you?
Well, I'm in Virginia, and he's in the military, and he's actually moving back today to Fort Bragg in North Carolina.
Okay. And so are you thinking you're going to go to North Carolina to meet with him, or is he going to come to Virginia? Have you come up with any of that?
He's going to come here and visit. Yes, that's the plan.
Okay, good. And are you, you know, did you see that he's really in the military? You know, you know.
Yes, yes. I googled him, looked him up. Military. He's got, you know, I see him in the army uniform. Got his last name. Got his
good.
Birthday.
He's a,
so.
Yeah, I don't mean to be paranoid, but you know,
it's
one
okay.
of the biggest scams in on online
yep.
is that people say they're in the military when they're not.
I know.
People come up with these things. I mean, the latest scam that they do is they're you know, they say they're in New York when this woman's in New York,
they're
and
not.
Then they have to go to London for like months,
right.
and it's all this nonsense. So I'm always asked
yes,
the
yes.
questions because, and I would say, meet him sooner than later because I'm glad you're like doing video chats. You're actually seeing him, and you know, you could feel some chemistry through that, can't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
good, because if you're just texting, then you
oh,
never
no,
know.
Oh no, I don't text. Because anybody can be whatever they want to be behind a phone, a screen, a TV.
And I'm glad he
video.
He wants to talk to you. That's a
yes.
good sign because mostly they don't want to talk.
Yes.
Where is he supposed to be stationed now permanently?
Fort Bragg for another year. He's supposed to retire next year.
Oh, great. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So,
hopefully he doesn't get deployed. He said he might get deployed, you know, but won't know until he gets there, but hopefully he won't.
Okay. And is he close to your age and everything?
He's like 10 years younger.
That's what I thought, because this looks like a little bit younger guy. You know, I don't have an idea how old you are, but there's cards for...
I'll be 55 in January.
Right, because there's cards that looked for people like 50 and over, and there's cards for people 30, 40 in that range. And I got a card for him that he was younger than a little bit younger than
he
you.
He is. Yeah, he's
okay.
like 10 years.
And have you talked about what you want? Do you tell him you're looking for a committed relationship, if that's what
oh,
you're
yeah,
looking
yeah.
for?
Yep, we've talked about that. We've talked about all kinds of things. Yeah, relationship, you know. Yeah, we talked about all kinds of things.
Okay, and again, you know, until you actually meet him.
Right.
I mean, I don't like to make a judgment on a relationship. You know, usually I won't even allow people to get a relationship reading until 3 months is up because the prince
okay.
becomes the beast around the three-month mark, okay?
Right.
Prior
I
to
wonder
that,
if I should continue this. I mean, if it's, you know...
Well, you know, it looks like what I'm seeing is I'm not sure everything he's telling you is truthful. Like, I'm not so sure. You know, you might be telling you you're looking for commitment. He might be saying, yes, he is. And yet there's no way to really know about that yet because
right.
you're not really with him. So,
right, right.
You know, online guys are really good at telling you what you want to hear.
Exactly.
And that's why, you know, I got a card that show that some of what he might be saying might not be truthful. And I'm not saying
okay.
people don't get, I'm not saying people don't meet a soulmate online. I'm not saying that
right.
can happen, but I'm
right.
saying the men almost don't want that. And when it happens, they run away. It could, you know, it could be a very strong connection. It is a soulmate connection. And then they just decide it's too much for me. That's not what I want. So, you know,
that's
going
why I'm
with
single.
Your, yeah.
So,
you know
like
what I'm
that,
saying?
So, yeah.
And
yeah.
sometimes I don't even, I mean, some of them are very calculating and they really know
yeah.
they're going to bullshit you and act like this is soulmate and they just want to sleep with you and run. I don't see that this guy is that, okay? But I see that he may be saying he wants commitment, but when push comes to shove, he might get scared. So
okay.
that's just something for you to keep in mind.
Okay.
And, you know, I would advise you to meet with him sooner than later. And when is the plan for him to come up?
He's actually going, he's supposed to go finish his drive to Fort Bragg tomorrow. So, I mean, either this weekend or like one of these really weekends coming up soon.
Oh, good.
His birthday's
so,
on the 26th.
I love that. Because, it's, you know, if you're talking with somebody for a month, you have to meet with them already. You know, you can't
exactly.
keep just talking
yeah.
and not seeing. So
right, right.
You know, I would go in there, you know, be yourself, be, you know, friendly and everything that you are. Where is he going to stay when he comes?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure.
You know, did you want him to stay with you?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sort of comfortable with that, but I usually don't let people I don't know stay here. But so I'm tossing and turning with that.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. You haven't really met him yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I, you know, one of my clients who I'll be talking to later, her dear friend was the woman that was just gunned down in Manhattan last week by someone she met on Match.com. And so, you know, she had an order of protection from him and everything. She has teenagers. It was terrible. He
wow.
shot her. She was riding her bike on her way to work, and he shot her in broad daylight in Manhattan. And,
oh my gosh.
You know, online sites do no screening whatsoever. And this
is
$1 million of bad publicity for Match.com, which they need because they are
right.
not, they don't screen at all.
No one screens.
Because
no.
I think that's their way getting legally, like, we're not responsible.
Yes,
but,
they all have this disclaimer, we're not responsible for any meeting.
Right, but it's really not right. And so I wouldn't advise, and what site did you meet him on, by the way?
It was actually a Glide app. It was just an app that you can actually video chat on.
Okay. I wouldn't advise any woman to let any man stay with her who you haven't really, you know,
met.
Seen. Because I will tell you this. If you meet people in person, you can usually, your radar for a sociopath or psychopath
is
pretty strong when you meet them face-to-face.
Right.
You look in the eye, you know, you spend an hour with them. But if you're just video chatting or talking or whatever, your radar might not be that great.
Right.
I would advise you to tell him, you know, he has to stay in a hotel or some motel or something, and you'll meet with him.
And he's okay with that. You know, he's okay with that.
Good. I mean, just do that because, you just never know. And then, once you talk to people face-to-face and you get to know, I mean, I think this woman who got killed knew pretty quickly that guy wasn't normal, but she already had gone on a date and stuff. And some people think they own you. One date and they own you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So, I think I use that as a little bit of a morality tale now for people. So, you know, you don't even necessarily want him to know where you live until you.
Right. Right.
I wouldn't really even give him your address until you feel like you've seen him, know him, and then trust your gut, you know, with it. Has he ever been married, this guy?
Yes, he's got three grown kids.
Okay, good.
Two are in college, one's in the service.
Okay, good. I'm just seeing that he may not want commitment when the time comes. So, you know, he might, you know.
Right. People say they like you and they're falling for you, all that stuff, until they're blue in the face, you know. But when
sometimes they're just rejecting a higher love you're offering them. It's not that they don't, you know, sometimes if he didn't care about you so much, he'd come and spend a lot of time with you, you know. But if they start feeling it's too deep and maybe they're not ready for that, or, you know, just they can't handle it, soulmate love brings up a lot of unhealed issues and they could run. So, you know, do us a favor and call in after, you know, you meet with him.
We meet. Okay.
This way, I'm not seeing that he's a psychopath or anything like that. I'm seeing more that he, you know, right now he's going to be in North Carolina, you're going to be in Virginia. You wouldn't know if he's talking with other women, seeing other women, doing anything like that. How could you know that?
I said, I would move. I said, I would move to North Carolina. I said, I have no problem moving. I said, where would I stay? He goes, well, I don't know. I might get deployed. So
now, that saying he might get deployed is making me think that's a real online scam line. And first of all, did you contact him on it, or did he contact you originally?
No, he contacted me.
Now, I'm always
skeptical at first because it was just a picture, and I said, where are you from? And that's when I got the live video chat. And then
but also, men who would want to start chatting with women who are long distance from them always puts a big red flag for me, because a normal man that's got normal intentions would want to, you know, talk with a woman who's half an hour away so he can come over, see her, be with her, make love to her, be around.
Exactly.
If they get involved with you long distance like this, and they always have an escape clause, they're always going to have to go to Europe, they have to go deployed. I'm not liking that line there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what makes me kind of question.
Right. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, maybe he just wants to have sex, maybe, you know, that's all his intention is. And again, if that's what you want is sex, it's not a bad thing. But I'm not
judging.
Oh, God,
no.
Okay,
I'm more deaf than that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So I keep getting the card, and the man is not telling you the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So to me, it might mean, you know, he's in the military. Maybe he has a woman in three states at this point, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm sort of seeing that more womanizer here. And not deadly serious about a relationship guy.
Okay.
So, you know, again,
good to know.
you know, let us know what happens.
Okay.
You know, and
I will.
And thanks for calling in and asking us, because this is
Thank you.
You're not the only one going through this. We have like so many listeners that are meeting guys online, or, you know, and it's important that they kind of.
For people that are listening, a red flag is, first of all, their language. When they say, you know, my mom is this, or a God-fearing man, or looking for a God-fearing woman, that's a red flag. And when they only want to text you, that's another red flag. When they give you a number and you call it, it's a Google phone number, another red flag. Or when they say, that's video chat, like this thing is a video chat, I can't, I'm overseas. You know, and because the military says no, which is a lie, it's a red flag. You have to know these red flags, and you have to block them and report them. So,
right. And I love the way you said block them and report them. Match.com or those do a lot about it, but the point is, if you find a scam person, and there are scam people, you've mm-hmm. got to report it.
Right.
And it doesn't mean they can't change the number, set another profile and all that, but at least if you don't report it, then, you know, anybody gets hurt after that from it or scammed. And usually with online dating, they scam the new girl on the block. That means if you've never been on the site, like, you know, a lot of times women just divorced, they go on Match.com, they go on one of these sites, plenty of fish.
In
and
Harmony,
the men who are professional, professional scam artists and professional sex addicts recognize the new girl on the block instantly. And all of a sudden she gets 400 guys that want to connect with her. And then you
and
get
another
the original,
one. Oh, sorry, another one
go
is
ahead.
Like, I can't wait to read from you soon. No one has the English says that. So that's another red flag. It's the language they put in there. And another thing is, if they only have one profile picture, that's normally a red flag. And normally when it's a one picture of a military person, that's another red flag. So you have to be cognizant of those red flags.
Exactly. And also if they give you a Facebook page and it has no friends, they have no friends.
Yes.
And they have like four posts. And one of my clients, who's a really bright woman and has a, like, in the police force, and so she's not a stupid woman, okay? She, you know, is evil and stuff like that. And she was really smitten with this guy, and I was like, and she didn't go on Facebook, and he knew it and all that stuff. Mm. So I said, she came here, and I said, let's look at his Facebook profile. I said, this is a fake. And I said, you know, let me friend him. And within like 24 hours, he's friending me. Hi, honey. Hi, sweetie. You know, and I'm like,
okay,
you think you're exclusive with this guy, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, just look at
this. If you're calling me honey after that little time, you got to
take their phone number, and put it in Facebook, and 9 times out of 10, their profile will pop up. Unless you change your settings. Yes, you have to set your settings to private. This is for everybody who's listening. Set your settings, because most people will have everything public. They don't realize you can change your settings. Like when you post on Facebook, the little circle says public. Anybody can see that. So you need to change your settings to friends only.
I sort of missed what you were saying with the profile.
Go into your settings. Go into settings, and it's there to change like privacy settings.
Uh-huh.
So people who can find you by your phone number or your email. And put nobody, because then you're that's private. You can't find it that way. But if you put in someone's phone number, 9 times out of 10, their name will pop up, and it will show their profile if they're a legit person. And if you, most people don't know that their Facebook page is public. Anybody can see it because they don't change that setting, so it's public. I could find anybody. So change your settings to friends only.
Right. And we're just saying in this day and age, please just be careful.
Careful.
You know, if you meet someone online, you got to meet them in a public place. Don't let them stay at your house. I mean, you don't even know if the guy just wants to rob you blind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you don't know these things. So, you know, and it's also very hard if you've let somebody in your house and then you call the police on them later on. Police are not very sympathetic.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the world has not changed that much. So,
no.
they're acting like it
Craigslist.
Does. Right. So, just let us know what happens with this guy, okay? But there are just a few red flags I didn't like, that he knew he's long distance from you.
Yeah,
two, he's saying the deployed thing.
Yeah,
And those two are pretty big red flags for me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, just, and I'm not saying maybe he just wants to have, you know, have sex with you. I mean, you know, but I don't like that the men on online are really sometimes being Casanovas, acting like you're the soulmate, doing all that, and then, you know, just want sex, and then they leave after they get it. You know what I mean? Like, just,
well, yeah,
at least with things like Tinder, it tells you that they just want sex. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right. But there are military people who are in the military who are legit, and unfortunately the scammers use that to their advantage and take those military pictures and you know, twist it around.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's a shame. Shame,
it
shame,
is a shame,
shame.
Well, you know, there's no shortage of scam artists on the planet.
Nope. Oh, no. Nope, nope.
Well, good luck to you. Please call in again because you're fascinating, and I'm just curious what happens. And this is how I learn.
I'll let you know.
Nicole learns. We learn like from our, you know, the clients and what they tell us too. So I always notate everything that's ever said and revealed, and that's how we learn how to guide people as well. You know what I mean? This,
right.
We just
mm-hmm.
pay attention. Well, thank
Absolutely.
You, and good. And what state are you in now? You said Virginia.
Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, and keep us posted.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have Christine now. Okay. And Christine lost her fiance. And let's see what Christine...
Yes, well, actually, for our listeners that were listening to us last week, Christine called in at the tail end of our show. Unfortunately, we got cut off. We could not finish with Christine. And we did ask her to call back today. And here she is, Christine. It's a follow-up from last week. And yes, you are correct. She did lose her fiance, and you were helping her through some of those things, you know, with the drama surrounding that with the family and everything. So here we go to Christine. Hello, Christine. You are on the air.
Huh. Hi, Nicole and Cindy. How are you?
Hi, my dear. So a whole week has passed. Anything happened on the front of dealing with all these crazy people?
Truthfully, this past week, I've kind of been very closed off to myself. I've been very overwhelmed with the grief this week. A lot of crying. Tuesday, he was gone 2 months, and I had just gotten his ashes and the urn back from the funeral home, and I set up a little memorial in my room, and basically this whole week just kind of had me off kilter. You know, in a way it was good. It's cathartic, I guess.
There's stages of grieving, you know.
I'm at the bottomless
feeling
pit of tears. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm at the bottom of the well of tears. I keep thinking I'm getting to the bottom, and they just don't come.
No.
And I've realized that tears are the heart, are the words the heart can't say, and I know that the more you love somebody, the more you're going to cry for them. I get all that, but, you know, doesn't make it easier, let me tell you.
Well, let me
but
tell you
regarding
the part
the family,
I got.
And
with
the craziness.
A woman crying all the time. That's the card I got here for you. I
yeah,
know
well,
that.
That's definitely the part.
Oh, God.
And I got to tell you, I don't know, the last couple of days, when I find a song I love, I torture myself with it. I play it over and over again, and my son will always say to me, "Oh, Ma, you're not going to kill another song, are you?" Because I'll listen to it 100 times. And I mean, he's like, "Oh, come on, Mom, I like
funny.
That song. Please don't do it again." I'm like, "Go upstairs and put your headphones on. I'm killing the song. Goodbye. Get out." And for the last couple of days, I've been killing a song for my puppy. It's called Over and Over Again. And I keep playing it over and over again, and it makes me cry over and over again. And if you have a chance, listen to it. It's by Nathan Sykes and Ariana Grande. It's beautiful.
Okay, Over and Over Again.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. In fact, if you watch the video, I'll send you a link on the email.
Okay, perfect.
Because this one, it just fits it. It's just a beautiful story. But anyway, regardless of that, you know, I got a feeling today again. Remember I said I wasn't feeling him around?
Yes.
Well, today I was playing the song. I was sitting, I've been in my pajamas all day, which is sad at this point. It's like, all right, Chris, you got to pull yourself together, and it's time to start coming back to life a little bit. But maybe I'm just not ready. I don't know. But I'm sitting here, and I'm watching the same video over and over again about a young guy who sees this girl. They're out somewhere, and from the second he sees her, like, he knew it was love at first sight. And that's exactly what it was with me and Pepe. Only I didn't know this all these years. And as I see it, it's what our life should have been. And, you know, it's been getting to me. And today I went outside, I opened the door, I let the dogs out, and I'm standing out there, and I'm having a cigarette, and all of a sudden I got the song blasting, and I'm standing right by the door, and I look up in the sky, and I see a heart in the clouds, and I see a kiss imprint in the clouds.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
I'm telling you right now, I know that was him.
There was
no denying it. And I played it again, and another heart appeared. So I know he's hearing it, and he's loving that song, because we used to send each other songs all the time. Listen to this one, all the time. So I know he's loving this song, and I'm glad.
And that's what I said. It's also, like you're saying, they don't have to have known a song on earth for them to like it. Or let's put it this way. You think you sent him the song. I'm telling you, he sent you the song. Okay.
Maybe, because my friend Rita said to me the other day, Chrissy, I just went to a wedding, and I got to tell you, they played this song. It was their wedding song. It made me think of you and Pappy. So then her daughter.
And, of course, that's how he gets a message to you.
She has got a phenomenal voice, this kid. She should be on The Voice, America's Got Talent, but she's afraid. But she could blow the doors off an entire block, this young kid. But that's beside the point. She starts singing, and I'm going, wow, beautiful. Got to go home and listen to it. Of course, and I got to listen to it, and I have to see the lyrics, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dying inside. But I really think that he felt that, you know? I think he's happy to be back in my room because, you know, I wrote this little thing on Facebook to him. You know, you're finally home with me again where you belong. You may not be able to hold me in your arms anymore, keep me close, but at least you can watch over me in my sleep. Please come visit me in my dreams. I miss you.
Oh, how beautiful. And that's called astral projection. So we want you to relax enough when you go to sleep to allow your soul to leave your body accompanied by angels and spirit guides to the mutual plane where his soul will leave where he is and you'll meet. And
I hope so, because I sleep like a rock, so I don't know if I'm ever going to get to that plane.
Yeah, I think you will. It's better if you sleep like a rock than because a lot of times when we start to astral project, we get scared and we wake up.
No, I won't get scared, and I'll tell you why. Years ago, I had seen in one of the catalogs for MacArthur High School, Levittown School District, they had all these adult education, continuing education classes at night, and there was a class about past life regression, and I had to go to this class. And me and my girlfriend went, and I was married to my ex-husband at the time, and I swore there was no way that they were going to be able to hypnotize me. No way. Too strong will never happen. First one down. In fact, was down the most of almost the whole thing. Regressed about four or five past lives.
Wow.
One of them, which I died on the Titanic, which explains the fear of water I have.
Wow.
Another one was back in the Greek Empire. Another one was during the Civil War. And this was the most undaunting one of all, because I remembered the details so much and so clearly. I even remembered names when I was telling the story. And my girlfriend's sitting there, she's like taking notes, right? And it happened to be that I was in a field in the middle of nowhere, and the North and South were, of course, fighting. And the love of my life was running toward me. And my ex-husband, who was my husband at the time, of course, he shot and killed him, and he died in my arms. And when we came home that night, he couldn't believe that. First of all, he's saying, Chris, that would never be. How could I kill somebody you love? That's just ridiculous. Never going to happen. Never happen. On and on and on. So we decided to go on the computer. We looked it up. We looked up the names. We looked up the date. I remembered everything. And sure enough, there was the soldiers' names.
Wow.
That's freaky.
Right.
So,
it's very freaky. So, if you could be hypnotized.
If I can go backwards.
And time travel backwards. You should have no trouble with astral projection, and he won't say much because it's all telepathy. Although your soulmates are very telepathic, so you might get more messages than other people might get. But what you feel is you really see him, and that he hugs you and you feel his love, and you'll wake up like you really, really saw him.
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope it happens soon because I really do miss him. And I even put a couple of dream catchers behind my bed just so that maybe you could catch him and hold him there.
Wow. And I think that, you know, if you could explore more of the things, how to commune to the other side, all of that, you know, because you're into spiritual stuff, you will find as you're studying it, he'll be able to give you clear signs when you're reading something, studying about it. So you know, it amazes me when I do research for my new book, Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic, that I'll be researching something and I'll open a book and it'll have exactly what I needed to hear and know and learn at that moment. So it's kind of freakish the way it works, but he feels like through that study, he'll learn, you'll learn, and you'll be able to feel like a real closeness with him.
And you know another thing, too? As I was I was home all day in my pajamas. How sad. I put a baseball cap on. I threw my coat off.
We were talking last week, me and Nicole. Pajamas are like favorite things. So, okay, good.
Oh, me too. I could go from one pair to the next, and I'm good.
Okay, good.
But I put on my jacket, put on a baseball cap because my hair was a mess. Ran over to 7-Eleven to get a pack of cigarettes. And I'm still crying from listening to this song and being sad all day. And as I pull in, as I'm pulling into my driveway, coming around the block, another song comes on. When Will I See You Again?
Wow.
Old song. Old song. But immediately I knew that was him again.
Right.
I knew.
And because you're getting the messages through music, and it is one of the easiest ways for them to commune.
See, we always had that connection with the music. And, you know, what caught me about this song is there's lyrics in it say that, is this my beginning or is this the end? And, you know, that was, to me, very profane, and it caught my attention. Like, certain things just always catch your attention.
Exactly.
And even today, like today, I always cut the Penny Saver has this little, what do they call it, find a word puzzle in it. And I take them out every week, and when I'm sitting here on hold with the phone or whatever, I'll sit there and start circling words. Very first thing that popped off that page was the word wings.
Wow.
And that wings had absolutely nothing to do with the rest of this puzzle, but that word was there.
So you're seeing that.
Trying all day.
And remember, you said you weren't hearing him, but there are some times when we're almost numb, and you were in sort of a numbness state. Now you're opened up to the pain, and you're feeling again.
Yeah.
And as painful as that is, then you could feel him, and he can comfort you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's good you're not in the state of numbness, because sometimes we think, oh, we're doing fine. No, you're numb. Okay, that's not.
I have to ask you a question, and this is not necessarily about me and him.
Sure.
Someone that I really care about, friends of mine, are going through very much the same thing, only she's dying of pancreatic cancer, and it could be any moment now. They were lucky enough to be able to get married in the hospital the other day, in hospice, and they were always like my example of what love should be. I mean, they just absolutely adored everything about each other. And I always hoped that I would find that kind of love someday. And turned out it found me. So I was always so grateful. But their story is kind of like mirroring mine now, that they're getting robbed of their years of happiness. At least they got the wedding that we didn't. But the other night, I just, out of nowhere, and it was the night that he was gone 2 months, I said, honey, do me a favor. Watch out for Janie. Show around. Keep an eye on her. She's a nice lady. You'll have fun with her. So I don't know. Do you think he heard that and he's going to, like, help her out?
Of course. He will also help her cross over. He'll meet and greet her and show her some of the ropes up here.
Yeah.
So
she'll make him laugh a lot, that's for sure. She's a fun lady.
And you're so kind to think of her. See, what I like about you most of all is in your grief, in your despair, you're always there for other people.
That's my problem. I'm like I'm a gatekeeper. I'm always caring for somebody else, always. And that's just what I do. And then, you know, I don't know. Just
you finally have someone
everything
caring
I
for
do.
You, and he's not here, and that's frustrating.
I know. And everything I do, everything I say comes from my heart, always. There's no BS about me. It's just genuine. And, you know, some people see it right away, and other people, it's like, it's so scary to them that somebody could be so honest with their feelings. They have so many hang-ups that they just can't handle me. And that's okay. It's been that way my whole life. I'd rather be true to myself and be open and honest and just be who I am. Those who love me well. Those who don't, go to hell. I don't care.
Right. And
that's
like
another person.
You're there for your friend, and she's going through this. You're there for everybody.
No,
and
I'm not.
Tell you, that's a safe,
my thoughts are there.
And that's the saving grace of older souls, good people. we soldier through things because we do what we have to still do. We don't lay, you know, we just go on to put one foot in front of the other, and we go through life. And, you know, you will have another soulmate. I know it's too soon to even discuss that for you, but soulmate love comes.
It's funny you said that.
Because he told me to say that to you, okay? Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it because I think it's insensitive to say it so soon, but he said, nope. She has to know we have more than one soulmate, and that soulmate love comes from God and from someone who died. And he'll be damned if you're alone the rest of your life. He will not have it.
Wow. It's funny because I thought about that today. And I thought to myself, I don't ever want to love anybody again because nothing will compare to what I felt with him. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, he says he's going to have to look far and wide to get someone. Because you were having a dialogue with him. He was telling you he's getting ready, you know, looking for your soulmate. It may take a year or so for him to get in alignment, but he's going to do it. And you answered him by saying, no, I could never. So your dialogue was going on with him, whether you know it or not.
And you know what the funny thing is? I relate to Janie's husband, Michael, who wrote last night on Facebook that he was trying to sop up the ocean with a sponge, meaning the ocean of tears. And that's how I feel. So I wrote that I know exactly what you're going through. I'm feeling those feelings right now. I'm crying those tears right now. And I thought to myself, you know, my heart goes out to this man, and I'm saying, I said to Peppy, please watch out for her. And then I'm like, please don't fall in love with her. I need to keep your love. That's
no,
really messed
he
up,
says, he
think?
Says, no, 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 no. You're allowed to fall in love with someone on earth because you need someone to help you, hold you, a real flesh and blood man. But he's saying, you know, he'll be true blue. So I'm laughing. He'll be true blue. But he doesn't expect that of you.
Well,
so,
I'm not
nice
worried about
man,
that. But, you know,
nice man that we're talking to. Generous, kind, not selfish, good.
He's
all the
wonderful.
Way
and you know what's funny? I actually called with the intention of speaking to you about this tonight. But then when I was listening to the previous caller, God, I could give you the material to write books upon books about online dating and things to look out for. I was a victim, a very, very unfortunate victim. And that's a story for another time. I'd love to sit down with you and tell you all about it and give
well,
you some minds to help people.
Well, you might even call into our show another time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Facebook me and say, I'm going to call and talk about my experience with online dating because I think I really want that out. I mean, I have to talk to my client who lost her friend gunned down by that guy tonight, and it's just, you know, she's coming through right now, this woman, to say, women,
horrible.
You need to talk about this.
Listen,
so,
I went to the police, to the district attorney. This is a really unreal story, and it's a long story, so it's obviously not for the end of your show, and I would love to tell it, but here's one big tip as I was listening to that lady with her tips.
Yes.
Any pictures that they got on those websites, and I'm sorry, I had like little
they could all be
for
fake.
All of them. POF, it to me, is not plenty of fish, it's plenty of freaks.
Right.
Okay, Cupid is
I
okay,
the
stupid.
Bottom bottom feeders.
Absolutely agree. They're all out there just to get laid. They all lie. They give you fake names. And the biggest thing is pictures. Now, she said you can look up their phone number. Well, guess what? Any pictures that are on their profile, you download those pictures and then upload them into Google Images. You'll find out who's stealing pages, pictures off of other models' websites, and
right,
that's
exactly.
The first thing you
need stealing,
to
do. They're stealing photographs. They're stealing pictures.
Exactly. They don't put pictures of themselves up at all.
Right.
Most of the time.
So,
and she was right about the military and the gentleman that took advantage of me in New York State. It's not a crime, but it's a crime in many other states. Rape by fraud, deception, or impersonation.
Wow.
Okay, when you're off the air, look into that. Just you'll learn a lot. Okay?
Wow.
He was talking to 165 women that I found.
Wow.
Not that who knows how many more there were. But 165.
Wow.
So I mean, I could tell you story upon story of what these women need to watch out for.
What?
I mean, I was so happy when Peppy found me because I thought to myself, thank you God, I will never have to go on one of them freaking dating sites.
And you're never going on again because he's going to bring
you
in flesh and blood and in spirit. We're going to have to get off before Blog Talk blows us off, and I don't want to look rude like I blew off without saying goodbye to everybody. So call in again with some of your stuff because you're fascinating, by the way. You're absolutely fascinating.
I would love to just sit down and talk to you to give you the benefit to give to your readers. Wow. So, you know, if ever you just have an hour to kill, I'd be happy to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and give you information for your books, because I could help you tremendously.
Wow.
I don't deal well with the grief part, but the relationship part, got that one down.
Well, you're wonderful. Well, thanks for sharing.
And creeps out there.
You're not kidding. I mean, that's what the show, we're trying to get the blinders off a little and know who people are.
And the police don't care. They don't care.
That's what I said. I said, once you open a door to somebody, you know, it's not so easy to get someone to back you and support you. You know what I mean? So
this is
that's
the
why
truth.
I said, don't open your door unless you know who you're opening your door to.
Yeah, and I went on to I happened to see your husband's page earlier, and he had the thing for voting. I said, I vote for Cindy every single day. And he's like, please do. I said, I've done it since the polls opened, and I'll do it till the polls close. Love it to pieces. So he seems very sweet. And I saw your wedding picture. Very beautiful.
He's the best husband ever. That I have to tell you.
That's great.
And we want to say there are good men. You had a good man. I have a good man. Lisa has a wonderful bride. There are good people. Mm-hmm. We're not saying there aren't, but you have to be discerning.
It's hard to find, though. Yep.
Be discerning.
But I'm telling you, if you ever have the time and you want to, please inbox me, and I'll be happy to give you my number if you wanted to come here or meet for coffee. I can give you a lot of information that will probably write volumes of books for you. No joke. No joke.
Well, thank you.
I want to write a book.
We got to say goodnight, or they're going to blow us off in like 2 seconds.
I want to write a book called You Just Can't Make This Shit Up.
No, you can't, and that's for sure. Nor would you want to make it up.
Oh, no. The stories I could tell you. But that's what I'm going to call my book, You Just Can't Make This Shit Up.
Wow. Well,
have
goodnight,
a wonderful
everybody.
Night, and thank you again,
too.
Sweetheart.
You're
I'll
welcome.
Speak to you again soon. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Good night, Nicole.
Good night, Cindy, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Okay, bye.